Nick, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
Now,
good morning.
Quick disclosure, if there are little ears around, maybe not the best festival for them because this is a very grown-up occasion. Tell us a little bit about the festival. What's it all about?
Well, as you said, it's about a celebration of love, pleasure, and spirit. So when you think of Eros, it conjures all these ideas of, the Greek god of love and pleasure and then, of course, sexuality. And so, you know, our world of sexuality is one that is not often, it can often be quite a taboo thing. You know, we're very... Of course, we're sexual beings, we're human beings, we've got all of these pleasures and sensual parts of our self, which is sensual and sexual, but it's not often discussed in a very open way.
No,
so
never.
Eros Festival is a really safe and joyous environment and format for us to come together as a community, to learn, to connect, to enjoy beautiful experiences together.
So what kind of are those characteristics embodied within Eros? What kind of things are we trying to get in touch with? I know that you said there a lot about like the sexuality, the sensuality, I guess it's also a bit of a spiritual thing too.
Absolutely. So, excuse me. So Eros, the god Eros, was the god of love and pleasure. So he went around firing his arrow into people to create love, to create more love in the world. So on the sexual level, this sexual energy can have its way with us a little bit and overtake us sometimes. So it's about creating a good relationship with our sexual energy and creating consciousness with our sexuality rather than have it overpower us.
And often people try and hide it away, put it in a little box, put it in the back of their mind, don't talk about it, don't think about it, don't engage with it at all.
Exactly.
And that can be quite, detrimental to a lot of people's psyche, a lot of people's personality as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And what we see in the world is our world is so hypersexualized in one way and yet taboo in another.
Yeah.
So we've got these contrasting and contradictory ways in which we engage with our sexuality.
Absolutely.
Which creates confusion. There's so much shame and guilt that we've been brought
so
up with.
So much guilt, yes.
Around our sexuality. So this is about celebrating it in a way and exploring it in a way which is safe.
Yeah.
Which is not, which it recognizes that there is such a broad spectrum of how sexuality manifests and expresses itself in us and in the world.
Absolutely. What set you down this path? What inspired you to head down this
big
direction?
Story. It's a big story, Jess.
We love big stories.
Try and keep it as brief as possible. But essentially, I spent, I was married for 13 years and I got to the end of that marriage 10 years ago and realized I was already deeply in a path of my own spiritual exploration. And I realized I needed to learn a few things around relationships, around my own expression of my own sexuality. So I did a lot of study. But what else, in my studies, I realized a lot of my spiritual exploration was very light focused. It was very much about escape the world, escape the body, and reach enlightenment, reach God, whatever you can take that to be. So eventually I realized I needed to come back down to earth. I needed to reconnect with my body, reconnect with my sexuality and my sensuality. And so I explored paths like Tantra and different forms of sacred sexuality, which is really about bridging the gap between spirit and matter. And really connecting ourselves with our body, with our sensation, with our sexuality.
And when you look into, I feel like when you look into things like Greek mythology, Roman mythology, the kind of ancient spiritualities of the world, this is something that was so greatly acknowledged and it was kind of not revered, but it was acknowledged and studied and expressed, not hidden away the way it kind of is today.
That's right.
Which I think is so interesting. Now, speaking of exploring different things and exploring different paths, I was looking at the program for this and I got to say, it's the most varied and interesting program I have seen in a long time. The one, like, Meet Your Sexy Superpowers sounds really cool. And there's kind of stuff about rope play, and there's stuff about masculinity, there's stuff about deprivation, sensory deprivation. Mm-hmm. How do you put this together? Where does your... Because this is clearly your brain on a page in the best way possible. Yeah. I'm so curious to know how it all came together.
Yeah. Well, essentially what I wanted to be able to create was an environment to explore the full spectrum of sexuality. Mm. And for it to be something that is accessible to the beginner as well as the more seasoned explorer. Mm. So to provide, we've got three streams of workshops going through the day on Saturday. So I wanted to provide choices that were going to be accessible for people of all different experience levels, mm. and for people that are really wanting to dip their toes into aspects of their own expression of their own sexuality and relationships, in a way which was going to feel safe, but also a little edgy.
It seems like there's something, if you want to dip your toe in, that's fine. If you want to get up to your knee, that's also
absolutely.
Okay. There's something.
Want to go all head first in? Go for it.
this is really, really interesting. Okay, so it's in August, mm-hmm. Saturday the...
Friday the 17th,
Friday
Saturday
the
18th.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Cool,
so
cool
it's coming
stuff.
Up, 6 weeks.
And we're kind of inviting everyone of every gender and sexuality, mm-hmm. any non-binary people. It's kind of very, very inclusive
it's
as well.
It's all inclusive. So, of course, it is an 18-over event.
Yes, very important.
It is an alcohol and drug-free event.
Amazing.
So one thing that we really... want to make sure is that it is a very safe environment. So when you start introducing things like that, we alter people's consciousness, then we can lessen that.
Absolutely.
So we really want it to be open to everybody and let go of some of the binary norms that we're often so often attached to.
All of these constrictions that we put on our sexuality, all of these constrictions that when we put it in that little black box in the back of our head.
Yeah. As you'll see there are some workshops that are... there's one called the womb initiation for the masculine lover. Yeah?
Yes.
So this is aimed for not necessarily for men, but it absolutely
for people who
invites men
masculine and
to embody their own womb to their own feminine. So it's really powerful, powerful initiation.
Some of these seem more physical. Some of these seem more spiritual. Some of these seem kind of to move a little bit towards more the ideology of sensuality, mm-hmm. which I think is really interesting to have the mix mm-hmm. as well in there. Mm-hmm. Again, you want to dip your toes, you want to go head first. Something favorite. Nick, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining
us
this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, if you are interested, you can go to Eurofestival. I keep saying it incorrectly, Nick. How do you pronounce
Eros Festival?
Eros. I keep saying Euros, and it's not. It's ErosFestival.com.